Okay, it's lit.
Take a picture too.
Hey, it's lit. What's up?
What's going on?
They always do this in my snaps too. When I'm like trying to make a lit snap and they're like, oh my.
All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1 second. Let me pull it up. What's going on, everybody? This is Edison with the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere we have stars. All right, we got a special episode today at Soundset Festival. We got Dunya in the building. She's just coming off the stage. Killed it on stage, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, also, it did take like 20 minutes just to sit down and interview her because of all the pictures from people around. So,
so sweet. I love it. I love the energy. Mad love.
So I want to talk a little bit about your newest album. You just launched an EP, not good enough for the ego. You the quick 5 songs for the fans, and it's all your music in general is very central. I feel like you try to get you to their fans. So tell me a little bit about this project specifically and how you're able to portray yourself to your fans.
Well, this project, I call it a taste pack because I just don't. Can I curse on here?
Yeah.
Oh, because I fucking hate the word EP. I don't know why. I just feel like.
I think it's an industry.
It's an industry term.
Yeah, because you get less money from an EP than an album.
Yeah, and it's kind of like belittling the stuff. Mine is the taste pack because it's like I curated it because those are some of my favorite songs, and I have a larger project coming out. Mm-hmm. So I want concise songs, people to listen to be like, okay, I feel the energy. I'm gonna check out a project if you drop 16 tracks. But yeah, so it's called Not Good for the Ego because. Of the song Toxic.
Okay.
And I collabed with many different producers. It's so dynamic. I feel like every song is very different, which I love doing because I never want somebody to listen to a project and you just like are bored, you're like, okay, I know what I'm going to listen to next. Mm-hmm. I want you to like be surprised every time, press next.
It was kind of just like a sneak peek of your full album that's coming soon.
Yeah, but full tape, not album yet.
Okay, all right.
Full tape.
Do you have like a launch date for that or?
This summer.
Okay, all right. So
this
it's very
summer.
Soon.
Pretty soon, yeah.
All right. So now I want to go back a little bit into your Instagram modeling, and I want to talk about that transition. How did you transition from being this person in front of everybody's face and modeling and the message you were portraying as an Instagram model, and now it's in music? Was that a tough transition, or were you able to use your connections to kind of get to where you are musically?
Yes. I mean, I don't want to sound like one of those people that are like, yeah, it was just so hard having like Instagram followers and like being cute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know it was an immense privilege and blessing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, it was a little difficult to translate the audience and make them care about my music. And it's weird because in the beginning, I don't know why I didn't even really fixate on the music that much, because I was like, I've been just posting on my SoundCloud.
You've been doing music for a while, right?
Yeah, so. I mean, no, I've always loved doing music, and I did it, but I would like I would just post it on SoundCloud, and I wouldn't like promo
nothing. It was just kind of for you,
yeah,
in a sense.
Yeah, it was just for me, yeah, and I would just post it, but I wouldn't go hard promoing it.
Got it.
And then at one point, a little bit deeper in, when I was, really doing the fashion thing or whatever, I was like, bruh, like, I need to enter a field where I really want to maximize everything, and I'm like, oh, wait. Why don't you just do like music professionally? You do it for fun every day of your life. Like every day. But it was just such an innate part of me, like such a pure expression that I really never registered that I could do it as a career.
Yeah.
And when it hit me, it was like crazy. Like that's all it took, the decision, and then
And boom, just worked from there.
And then worked from there.
So now I know you have a very strict Muslim background.
Yeah.
So when you were Instagram model and doing that, what was your family's reaction?
Bro, I don't know. I don't pay attention to any, like, negativity.
Because I know, listen, I'm Albanian, so, we have a little touch
Albanian,
of Muslim.
That's
we're
that's
Muslim
fire.
Enough not to eat pork.
Exactly.
But we do
but you're a little
else.
Bit more liberal.
But we can
I
drink.
Mean, yeah. I mean, it really just depends what side of my family, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, all Muslims are open-minded and human beings,
Right.
So it's like...
Especially in America, it's different.
Especially
the culture
in America,
changes.
Yeah. So it's like, it's very hard for somebody to sit down with you and feel your energy and, have an honest conversation and still be like, nah, you're a whore. And, like, fuck you.
But did you get a lot of backlash from your family because of what you were doing?
But the thing is, I've always just been on my grind, and I've just always
been
like...
So you didn't focus on it at all.
I really never focused on it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I heard things there and here. The only time that was annoying was like when they would like contact my mom with stuff.
Oh,
and I'd be
okay.
Like, bro, leave my mom out of this because she's an amazing human being, and like she just wants me to live my best life and be, genuinely wholesome spiritually, not what I post on the gram, you know?
Well, yeah, and that makes sense. Yeah. Obviously, especially the family back home, because I know you grew up over there, so they must have looked and were like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I mean,
tell your
daughter
no. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, opinions are opinions, and they pass, you know? Nobody's going to sleep, like, still mad at you for, like, what you're doing in your life.
And I'm sure, you know, with the following that you have and the different transitions between music and modeling, you must have been getting hate mail anyway, so it's just something that you're used to just kind of throwing to the side and... You gotta focus on your own positive energy.
You ain't got no haters. What is it? You ain't popping if you ain't got no haters.
Oh, right, exactly.
You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
There it is.
One of those, one of those.
Exactly. So now, how did you use your connections from the modeling and from the influence you had as an Instagram model to push your music further?
Well, you know what?
What's that grind like?
The grind. So what it really is that I've just been fortunate enough to, I've always just been energetically charged by other people. Mm-hmm. So I've always just been social or like really had genuine relationships when I was navigating through modeling and fashion. So really it was just authentic, like, you know, we just became friends. And, you know, fortunately enough, as I was progressing my career and entering different avenues, those people kept coming up, those magazines kept coming up, those, you know, so I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, for example, Forever 21 was one of the my first like campaign bookings for modeling.
Okay.
And then they just booked me to do like a huge show for them for another music campaign.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's like developing those relationships has been just such a blessing and dope for me. And for me, I think I look back and what I could give advice to other people is that I never like half-assed any relationship, you know? It's like any business opportunity or anything, I never half-assed it, even if I was doing it for free.
Like, what do you mean by that? Like, what would be a half-assed effort, and how do you take advantage of a contact?
For example, like if a company sends me clothes and I'm not this was before when I was an influencer, just modeling. Company sends me clothes and they're not necessarily paying me, there's no contract, I'm going to still go out of my way to take the pictures, you know, to send them over, and, you know, if I like the clothes, like, post them, you know, and I'll make sure the pictures are nice and whatever. That's just a little effort, but
it creates more of a connection with that brand.
Many times those little things have led up to, you know, bigger budgets, and like,
because they just offer you something small and you did so much with it that if they offer you more, they can expect that much more.
Exactly. Just little things like that, like, you know, maybe just little like video interviews, or I did like a segment for Galore, and then I was on their cover last year. You know, I started off doing a free little talk show. Thank you. So it's just little things like that where it's like, this is your moment right now. When you do your best in this moment, that leads to your next best moment.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really the best advice I can give for that.
So what's the next step for you musically? I know you got the album coming out in the summer, but you've touched base on a huge stage here at Soundset.
Yeah,
so what's
dope.
Like, what's the next move from here?
You
that's
know
what artists always ask. What's next? All right, you did this cool, but what's next?
Well, you know, for me personally, I just want to keep creatively evolving. You know, I just want to make better and better music. I'm getting really into production, so a lot of my stuff is becoming self-produced now. I want to make some better visuals. Like, I'm just really focusing on that element of it. In a big picture scheme, I don't know. I just think what needs to happen is happening. The people that are supposed to be attracted to me are attracted to me. And, you know, it's fun. Like, I love it.
And you were at your first EP party, actually. It got shut down. You weren't even 21. All right. So that hype was there from the beginning.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit about that and, you know, how you're able to take that energy with your fans and, you know, push your music with that.
It was so funny because, like, all of us were underage.
Yeah. Oh, everybody.
Like, basically everybody was underage. So, like, and also we all were dressing scandalous.
Is this in Staten Island or?
No, this is in New York.
In
this
Queens?
Is in Manhattan.
Manhattan, okay.
But then I took everybody to my apartment in Queens via Uber because I was like, I need to still have this party. All of y'all came out for me. Like, this sucks, you know? So I literally Ubered everybody to my house, and we all sat on my living room floor and waited for my project to drop. And then it charted. Like, it was, like, number 8 on, like, R&B charts. And I was, like, shook, you know? It was just so cool to see. Yeah.
And that was your first. Yeah. So that must have been great, you know what I mean? You just launched your first project, then boom, top 10 charts. It must have gave you motivation to keep pushing.
It was honestly a crazy, crazy feeling. Like, it was blessed. But yeah, like, I love my fans. You know, at the end of the day, it's just we're all humans, and some humans choose to take time out of their day to support and give love, you know? Like, people take time out of their day to send me, like, beautiful and kind messages. Like, You know, like, I love that.
Hey, guys, send some of those beautiful messages my way, too. All right? I feel down, too, sometimes.
Yeah, we're going to send you some support. Yeah,
we need some hearts, all right?
Nah, I'll definitely send you a good morning text tomorrow and be like, good morning. Good morning. Hope you're having a blessed and beautiful day.
Ultra positive.
Ultra positive. You got to keep it like that,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. All right, let me see. I got to touch back in my notes. Oh, I want to talk about your link up with Kehlani. You have a song with her.
Yeah.
So how did that connection come about?
We're just friends, you know? We met randomly at one of her shows, and she ended up knowing my music, so mm-hmm. I thought that was insane.
Yeah, yeah.
We kind of vaguely discussed collabing, and then one day she was in New York, told me to pull up to the stew.
And that's it.
And that's it, yeah, you nice. Know? Yeah.
See, that's one of those natural connections you were talking
natural.
About. You built a little connection and made a song out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so.
And, like, you would never, sometimes you would just never expect stuff like that, where you're like, wait, you want to hop on my song, you know, like, that's crazy, like,
yeah,
but yeah, it was blessed.
Yeah, I mean,
sure,
that's
blessed.
You know, she's
and
a,
we made a video
world-known
too,
artist, so
check
so
it out.
Yeah,
yeah,
so and she's a world-known artist also, so that's definitely yeah. a great collab for you, and I'm sure yeah. it's gonna be more in the future, so
yeah, for sure, yeah. for sure.
So
go down in the books for sure.
You started back when you were first starting music in elementary school, you had a diss rap to one of your boyfriends. All right, so tell me a little bit about that. Like, was that like, when you were young, what were some things you were saying in that song? And where
okay,
can we
so
find that? Can we get a little sneak
I'm
peek
so
of that for the fans?
Weak. Yo, it was mad funny. So what it was in high school actually. And as I was like out here dating boys and like writing songs in Melman. Bless his heart, you know. But I was dating this like I'm pretty sure it was like a ghostwriter for other rappers in my
okay.
school, you know. So then he just like pulled some you know fuck shit you
regular
know?
Shit okay
and then I was just like bro like all right this is how I'm gonna translate my message because that's what you're into so
oh,
let me do
this
field,
no, right.
that was your field so I'm like let me like outdo you you know so then yeah, I just wrote like literally an acoustic what I do now acoustic bar heavy kind of like song
yeah.
basically calling you know just coming at him
what were some names you were calling him
basically
I'm
a liar
remember.
Like basically saying that like I used to be enamored by his music and now he's just like you know like a bozo to me you know
yeah.
like stuff like that
nice little high
know?
School disses you know
just nice little high school disses but yeah like people in my school really like the song and stuff and people on SoundCloud so I was like all right I should probably just continue posting
so at that time you were making music you know just for fun consistently and was that never in your mind to like pursue the music? Did it just come after, you know, the success of the modeling?
Yeah, dude. I just thought it was so unrealistic, which is insane because you should never think anything's unrealistic. But I just always thought I was like a realistic person. So I'm like, literally, I remember my dream career would be like songwriting. But I was like, don't know how even to do that. So maybe I'm just going to write books and like pitch them to, you know, because it's like traditional kind of steps that you're
right.
like, okay. But, like, entering the music industry was just never anything that I thought was feasible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then it just started making
sense.
It's
crazy from all the success you got as modeling. You're thinking
yeah.
the music side is
I don't
untouchable.
Know why. I
yeah.
thought it was untouchable. But it really kind of seems like that until you get in. And you're like, okay, I'm in. But sometimes just breaking in that door is, like, really difficult, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
I didn't know anybody from music. I was DMing random A&Rs all day. And nobody was replying to me, like, you know? So it's just, like, I don't know. It was cool. It was just such a thing that I love to do, you know.
So what was that like beginning grind when you were trying to first break into the music scene? You just said you were emailing different A&R people all day. What else were you doing to try to like break through?
So basically I really, this is why I tell people the power of thought is so, you know, it's like strengthful,
yeah, yeah.
Is that a word? Because it's like
should
I
be.
Remember should be right. Because I remember that thought where I was like, yeah, I'm gonna pursue music professionally, and that's all it took. You know, I already felt like I made it in that moment. And I took my last modeling check. Mind you, I was living by my own. I didn't even know how I was gonna pay rent the next month, and I still took that check and I went and I recorded an EP professionally. Yeah, you know. And I didn't have any managers or anything. And then I just tweeted, I'm like, hey, I need music managers to release this EP that I'm gonna release, and it's like hard as fuck. So hit me. And then I like got hit up.
And that's how you got linked with your you have management now.
I have different management now.
Okay.
But yeah, I met management. They were great. They were like, they helped me build me up. And then, you know, as time went on,
right.
we just expanded and whatnot. But it's all love, you know, like everybody has come and elevated to the vision and
yeah.
helped flourish it in different ways, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just really been insane.
And last question before we leave, I want to know where you get your musical inspiration from. Like, what are some artists that you look up to that give you your sound, in a sense?
I think it's very, like, just pop stars. Like, I love streamlined pop. I think that's what I was exposed to, because I was never exposed to music that heavily growing up. So then I came to the States, and radio was my biggest exposure. So I got really into Eminem. I got really into Taylor Swift, Drake, The Weeknd, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, and then as I grow up, it's different influences. Run the Jewels is performing today. I love them. I think they're such a good, you know, group. But yeah, it's really just so much. I like transparency in music, and I also like very dynamic, melodically dynamic stuff. So, you know, so that's why I like Eminem and Taylor Swift, you know, because it gives you that. It's like, you know what's going on in their lives, and it's like the lyricism.
You get that person in their music, right?
Yeah, and that's what I want to do for people. I just, you know, I want to be transparent, but in a way that's like fun for, you know, the
Yeah, with the vibe.
It's a vibe.
All right, so we're getting our time limit over there. People are starting to wave hands, so tune into the Question Wave podcast. Shout out to Soundset Festival, and you're probably going to be able to check out Dunia on our show later on when we do a full interview. We're going to link it up, that New York link
for
up.
For sure, link up. For sure.
Thanks again, everybody. Check her out, and that's it.
Blessings. This was so fun.